Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big question for this weekend's game is what the weather is going to be like.
I need to know that. And I know what I'm wearing, Jay.
Yeah, man. It's how we make our decisions, you know?
Yeah.
Because our time and our clothes got to coordinate.
Got to coordinate.
Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist, joins us now. Amelia, thank you for making time. I know you're busy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, JP?
We are good. We are good. Great. Now, B-Mitch and I have to be, like, outdoors pretty much a lot of Sunday evening and after
JP
the game.
JP a little more than I.
It's what are we looking at for Sunday?
Okay, so we'd be shocked if it doesn't rain the entire game, even, you know, a few hours before the game, and there's going to be the chance for some heavy rain. Also, the winds are going to be a little bit breezy, like 10 to 20 miles an hour. But here's the thing. The temperatures aren't going to be that bad. We're around 60 degrees. But 60 degrees outdoors with rain, you know, for hours on end, that can get a little bit uncomfortable.
So we're talking 50 degrees and rain basically all day, all night?
Not even a little bit warmer, so like near 60 degrees, but rain not all day. I think, you know, as the players are getting to Northwest Stadium, could be dry around the midday, early afternoon hours, but it's really like once the game starts to get underway, once tailgating starts to, happen, that's when the rain moves in. And then for the game, I mean, there's a 90 to 100% chance that it's going to be raining.
Wow.
Oh, dude, that stinks.
Yeah. So I need to find me something that's kind of waterproof.
Yeah, is when you put, like, the plastic bread bags over your shoes because that's the only thing that keeps the water out.
Oh, man. So when we're – say this game ends around 11:30 and we're going to be live on NBC4 for a while.
Right.
Like, it's just raining the whole time?
It still looks like it will be raining. I mean, the rain comes to an end around, like, midnight, 1 a.m. So maybe, you know, when you're finally leaving the stadium, the rain will be over, but it's definitely looking like – a rainy game from start to finish, and again, some heavy rain likely too.
Oh boy,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know from a football perspective who that helps or hurts. Be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder about Pennix.
It don't help me and you.
Not help us.
I don't know what's worse from a fan perspective. Is it like snow in Buffalo loves it, or horrible from a
I'll take the snow.
Fan perspective.
I'd rather have snow than rain. I know that. We were talking with our friend Amelia Draper, meteorologist at NBC4, telling us just that it's going to rain all night for this big primetime Sunday night football game. Amelia, I know you grew up a big Skins fan. How much have you enjoyed this season and watching Jaden Daniels?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been enjoyable. It's also an emotional roller coaster in our house because there, you know, the game a few weeks ago where you thought it was a shoe-in, and then it's like, oh my gosh, why are we not just already like winning? And then, you know, we had that Hail Mary earlier in the season. So, you know, I always enjoy watching the games. I'm like kind of taking a backseat though to my husband, who's a massive football fan and also grew up here. So it's like a level of enjoyment, but also a level of intensity that honestly I've never felt. But it's, I mean, it's so exciting. It's like we look forward to every single game. In fact, we put our holiday decorations away this morning. So it's like we're all ready to go on Sunday. We don't have anything on our plate. We can just enjoy the game and, you know, hopefully get that win against the Falcons.
Yeah, it'd be wild if they clinch the playoffs before the season's even out.
Right.
Is there any chance this rain just passes over us?
Yeah, give us
That's a great question. I really don't think that there is any chance. Like, on Saturday, there's a chance for rain, and honestly, I could see that kind of wavering.
That's a great question. Now, let me just break your feelings now.
Yeah, that's a great question. No. I don't know what sports betting I do on this game, but I would definitely bet on rain.
All right. Is there any chance it, like, gets freezing rain or sleet or any of that awful stuff?
Not really. Like tonight when the rain moves in, maybe we have that here, but by Sunday the temperatures are just so warm that we're not worried about that at all. I mean, this is just a rainy football game. Again, it's not like 35 degrees and raining. Right. At least it's 60 degrees and raining, but it's still looking like just a rainy game from start to finish.
That sucks. All right, on a personal level, did you just say it's supposed to rain tonight?
Yes, rain's going to move in later tonight, like around midnight, and then, you know, we have rain throughout the day tomorrow. So that's the other thing. I don't know how this would factor in, but the field could be not soaking, but it will already be wet from Saturday's rain, and then you head into Sunday, and then you add in some wind. So it'll be interesting to see if the weather is a factor or not.
If it's raining, for weather to be a factor in these games, usually it has to be significant weather. If it's just a little bit of anything. But when it rains heavy like this, it starts to impact the pass game. And I don't know enough about Penix, but I think maybe Jaden uses his legs even more. It's just, I don't know. We got to kind of look at it because I was waiting to hear from you definitively. Mm. And then just on Brian and I are both off on Tuesday. Tuesday it looks like it's going to rain. Can that go away at least?
That could. That system's not as, like, locked in as Sunday is. Basically, things can change Saturday and Tuesday, but Sunday it's going to rain for the game. I would be shocked. There's, like, 80 to 100% chance that we're going to have some rain for the game on Sunday.
That sucks. But
the more you ask me, the more nervous I'm getting now that I'm going to be like that. You know, that meteorologist, she said it's 100% chance. No, but honestly,
don't worry. If it don't rain, I'm going straight to the golf course.
There you go. There you go.
Last one, and this is more big picture, just as winter has finally arrived and it's consistently cold now, do you you still think we're going to get a couple big snowstorms or a pretty light winter?
I think that we're going to have a pretty light winter. I think we could get maybe one, you know, snowstorm where we all, you know, get to kind of change our schedule for it, whether it's, you know, you work or you don't have to go to work. Like, looking at how warm it's been, that doesn't bode well for a good snowy winter to follow. But you know what? At least it's been cold enough where, like, the ski resorts in our area can open before Christmas. That's been unheard of. So we've gotten the cold, whether we get the snow. My good friend Doug, who, you know, loves the snow and always hopes for the snow, I'm a little bit more skeptical that we'll see much in the way of snow this year.
Yeah, Cameron is always trying to hype the snow, and I am not. I would rather it. I'd rather live in San Diego or Phoenix or something, but I live here.
Right, right.
Amelia, thank you. I really appreciate you making time for us. And
sure thing. Thank you, guys.
Being the bearer of bad news.
I know. That's what I'm here to do at times. Right. Just tell the truth.
All right. Everybody can follow Amelia on Instagram at Amelia Draper, DRAPER. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you later. Enjoy the game. Amelia Draper, she's a legit born and raised Skins fan. Her husband, I think, is burgundy and gold all the way. I think they have a little boy. They're raising him the right way. Unfortunately, she can't do anything about a cold, rainy night at Northwest Stadium. Nobody go anywhere.